WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Siegert One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Click SiegertOneHour.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. 7 months ago, the Bryan School Board approved more than $1 million of roof repairs. The contract called for the work to be completed before the start of the new school year. At this week's board workshop, consulting engineer Ron Bailey said workers were still at Mary Branch and Sam Houston Elementaries.
We've had several meetings with that particular contractor going over the schedule and the possibility that he could be subject to liquidated damages. He is aware of that.
Administrators say there have been no problems with water runoff from heavy rainfalls the last 3 weekends, and they're considering withholding part of the final payment due to the delay in completing the project. A truck carrying oil field equipment caused a power outage, grass fire, and traffic delay yesterday morning. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says this was on the freeway southbound approaching the Tabor Road exit.
Somehow that equipment got expanded and raised past its permitted height that it was supposed to be at. And as it was driving down the road, it caught a telephone line. Now, as that communication line was torn down, it got tangled up with some electrical lines, which caused, some power outages and the lights to go out on Tabor Road.
McKeithen says the fallen phone lines caught the grass on fire. Freeway traffic was moved to the service roads while the fire was extinguished and the lines were moved. BTU reports 424 customers lost power. Service was restored to most in under 20 minutes and the rest in 45 minutes. An accused hit-and-run driver is to blame for a Monday afternoon traffic jam in the area of George Bush and Welburn.
College Station police say they saw a man running down on foot, the driver of a black Charger. The witness says he got out of his car after seeing 18-year-old Olin Rotimi O'Brien hit two cars in the pickup twice at the corner of George Bush and Houston. After getting around the truck, the witness says the Charger drove down the center median of George Bush towards Welburn, entered the intersection, and struck an SUV. The patrolman, who was stopped at the intersection, saw what happened and got Rotimi out of his car. According to the arrest report, Rotimi was not under the influence. He refused medical treatment, and he told officers he drove away because he thought the other vehicles were leaving. No injuries were reported from anyone in the four other vehicles. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
More than 30 scientists from A&M are part of 2,000 participants who contributed to this year's Nobel Prize for Physics. Online at WTAW.com is a university news release that provides more details about understanding the origin of the mass of subatomic particles. 4 Central Texas residents have been arrested by the Parks and Wildlife Department as part of a multi-agency investigation. 45-year-old Teddy Davenport of Mart was picked up for injuring 2 game wardens. Davenport is accused of leading a chase that ended near Teague. 1 warden was hospitalized and a second treated at the scene when their vehicles hit a culvert after they were blinded by a spotlight from Davenport's truck. 3 more arrests were made after a raid on a home southeast of Teague. 37-year-old Trey Davidson of Teague, 37-year-old Tanya Lee of Mejia, and 44-year-old Michael Daniel of Fairfield are accused of hindering the apprehension of a fugitive and possessing methamphetamine. Enrollment in Obamacare is proving to be confusing for doctors as well as for patients. Texas Medical Association President Dr. Stephen Brotherton says doctors all over the state are fielding questions about Obamacare, and frequently the answers aren't what patients want to hear.
Coverage and access are not the same thing. So if you've not had insurance and you get something through one of these exchanges, it doesn't necessarily mean that you've got access to any doctor that you want.
But Brotherton says, like it or not, Obamacare is here, and docs have to come up with a way to make it work for them and for their patients. From suburban Houston, a mom has been arrested for punishing her 10-year-old son by having him walk home on the Gulf Freeway. League City police say 34-year-old Angela Garcia ordered the child from her car Monday night after the two argued, and she became frustrated. He walked for about 15 minutes before police stopped him. Garcia had another son in the car, and both children later were released to the custody of their father. Garcia remains in jail after she was arrested for abandoning and endangering a child. And looking for stocking stuffers and still have $2 million burning a hole in your pocket? Design your own diamond ring and travel to Africa to see where the stone came from. That's among the unique offerings for sale in this year's Neiman Marcus Christmas book, which was unveiled yesterday in Dallas. For those who love the outdoors, most when they're also watching the Outdoor Channel, there's a His and Hers entertainment system replete with television that rises out of the ground. It costs $1.5 million. Shipping and handling are not included. The 87th edition has something for rare sports car collectors, too. You can impress friends and enemies by driving up in one of 10 special edition 2014 Aston Martin Vanquish Volantes. Each of the blue machines will set you back only $344,000. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 57 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Siegert 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we take pride in the way we do things. Our clients come to us not just for insurance, but for our knowledge, advice, and understanding. They realize the importance of relationships with people they can trust, and so do we. Give us a call at 694-1555 or look us up on the web at wegibson.com. Better yet, stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire. We will do our very best to show you how we make insurance better.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:13. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here are the numbers.
Through today, we'll stay mostly sunny with high temperatures this afternoon, low to mid-80s. Coming up for tonight, it's generally clear. And by morning, we're dropping down to between 60 and 65 degrees. The temperature is inching up a little bit over the next several days. Into Thursday, mostly sunny with high temperatures up near 85 and then mid-60s with clear skies at night. We're mostly sunny and fairly warm on Friday. Temperature by then in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Good morning, and I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. Aggie football is going to get back after it this weekend after a much-needed week off. We'll find out what Coach Thumlin's thoughts were from the press conference yesterday. SEC news coming from South Carolina and Steve Spurrier. He kind of ragged on Jadeveon Clowney and didn't apologize, but kind of did. Also, we've got Major League Baseball and a whole lot more from the NFL Fall League meetings about where the next Super Bowl might be. All that and more coming up with Ice Cream! Ice Cream Man! Coming up with sports, we'll do that. It's 6:52. Sorry, that was involuntary.
Drawing my heart out.
Wow.
You can't help it. You hear that noise. That's
I
what
know.
Happens.
That took you like a second
that's
and a
like
half.
My child neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly. So Lisa Moorer was driving her ice cream truck at James Island, South Carolina, when she heard shouting. Something similar to what you just heard. I'm just thinking about those people who are just laying down going, is it time to get up? And then, okay. Anyway, thinking it was kids trying to get to her business, she stopped. That's when she saw that it wasn't kids shouting, it was a man with a gub.
Oh.
Yeah. Lisa said she came flying out of nowhere. He came flying out of nowhere from his backyard, apparently screaming that she was in violation of the no soliciting sign that was posted in the neighborhood.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, what kind of a guy is this? Psych. He was arrested and charged with pointing and presenting a gub. Lisa isn't exactly sure what motivated this man to do that. She said, who knows, maybe his mother didn't buy him ice cream when he was a kid.
Because they were out of Bomb Pops is probably the problem.
That's a cheeks thing to say.
Yeah. Anyway, happy little ice cream truck story.
That was just cold.
Oh, very nice. Thank you.
Info.
Mason.
I have no ice cream. We have ice cream here. You know, we keep ice cream.
No,
here.
We don't.
Oh, it's
we
all don't. Been eaten.
Summer's over.
Oh,
the ice cream is gone.
No. We keep the freezer here then.
But it's so cold that your tongue skin comes off on the popsicles.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Don't say that.
I double dog dare you.
There are always great footlong values at Subway, like October's featured $5 footlong. Molto bene, the spicy Italian. A robusto blend of salami, pepperoni, and your choice of veggies. Or try the Tuscan Chicken Melt $6 foot-long special with herb-seasoned grilled chicken strips topped with a tangy balsamic vinaigrette. Try them both on new, freshly baked garlic bread. Nothing stacks up to Subway footlongs. Mwah! Subway, eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
There you go, 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Where are we? It's the 9th of October already. 10-9. It's Curious Events Day.
Well, that's curious.
I guess so. It's also, I don't know, I would call a friend ahead of time to see if they're going to, but today is Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work Day. I don't know if you want to be the only one to have a teddy bear in your cubicle. But,
I didn't know.
Well, there you are. You can do it tomorrow.
It's just as well we'd have picked on you.
That's right. It's National Cheese Day.
Hey!
But it's also Moldy Cheese Day.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, blue cheese, that's part of the deal. And it's also Emergency Nurses Day. All right, for birthdays.
Speaking of nurses, thanks to the folks at St. Joe's for taking care of my dad. Okay, birthdays.
Okay, there you go.
Scott McCreary.
Don't worry, they're going to charge you.
Without
all right,
question.
Okay. All right, okay.
Scott McCreary is 20 years old, season 10 winner of American Idol. Brandon Routh is 34, was in the Superman movies.
Oh, yeah.
John Lennon would have had his birthday today. Sean Lennon's 38.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I'd forgotten that they had the same birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Zachary Ty Bryan is 32.
Hey.
He was on Home Improvement.
Yeah.
Steve Barnes is 40, the original host of Blue's Clues. P.J. Harvey is 44. Guillermo del Toro is 49. He directed Hellboy, Pacific Rim, and is working on a new Pinocchio.
Okay.
Enie Kamosi is 56. He's a singer the Scots never heard of.
You're right.
John O'Hurley is 59. Oh. Love him.
Yeah, yeah. On we knew him on Seinfeld, but yep. Also I think Family Feud. He hosted that for a little while.
Now because of his sandy white hair,
mm-hmm.
You look at John O'Hurley and then you look at Scott Bakula. They're the same age. Scott Bakula is 59 today.
Wow. Okay.
Tony Shalhoub's a year older than him. He's 60.
He's got a new show that I don't know if it's weird. Something about men, but if you watched Monk was. Monk was a pretty odd show. He's an interesting guy.
Yes, it was. Sharon Osbourne, 61.
Oh, yeah.
And Jackson Brown is 65.
I like him a lot.
I do, too.
Running on empty. Mike Singletary, you might remember him. He played football for a while for the Baylor Bears and also the Chicago Bears.
And had the coolest eyeballs in football.
Yeah. He was a pretty intense young man. Also, Robert Wool. I find him funny. He's I forget he had a show on HBO, what it was called, but it was on for a couple of years. He's 62 years old.
Oh, I know
today.
Who you're talking about.
Yeah.
He went into the classrooms.
Yep, and Bobby Flay, cooker boy, be 49 today. It's 6:20.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the most connected man in Washington, D.C., Jamie Dupree, has some examples of government spending that occurred even after the government shutdown. Justice Department, Monday, they gave out a $35,000 contract to a company in Somerville, South Carolina, to buy vaccine refrigerators. But yet, our military, VA, is not being funded. The NIH is not being funded. The VA awarded over $947,000, a contract for grass mowing and trimming at Fort Gibson National Cemetery in Oklahoma. Important, but we got to take care of the living members of our military and vets first. U.S. Agency for International Development, they got $145,000 they gave to a company in Columbia, Maryland to help confronting obstacles to reconciliation programs in Bosnia. Only government can screw it up this bad.
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. I know you're interested in protecting what's important to you. Now, whether we're talking about your family or your freedom, you're passionate. Now, I'm the same way. And I'm also passionate about Mosey, the most trusted name in cloud backup. If you're in business, you know how costly losing your important files can be, so don't risk it. Protect what's yours with Mosey, a cloud service that backs up your spreadsheets, your presentations, and all the other files automatically. Mosey, you set it, you forget it. And best of all, lets you access them wherever you are, whenever you want. And you can use your tablet or your smartphone. The Mosey Cloud is lined with Tritanium, meaning it triple protects your data with military-grade security, world-class data management, and from a business built to last. Now, it's easy to use, and of course, you get peace of mind, which is huge. Now, if it's important to you, Mosey will protect it, which is why you need Mosey.
Now, we use it here at the Sean Hannity Show, and it has never let us down. It won't let you down either. Just go to their website, mozy.com, M-O-Z-Y.com, and you save 15% when you put in the promo code Hannity15.
Shots back! With autumn in full swing, it's time to rethink what you'll bring to your next fling. Whether it's a full-bodied red, a crisp sparkling white, or a heaping platter of gourmet goodness, Specs has it all. And if you haven't visited the Gourmet Deli located in Specs Texas Superstores, you won't believe what you're missing. From made fresh gourmet sandwiches and delicious party trays to hundreds of artisan cheeses and scrumptious chocolates. Shop Specs! Specs has Texas' largest selection of world-class wines, hard-to-find spirits, and finer foods. Stock up on pre-holiday savings with a case of your favorite wine, or try something new with a Specs staff pick. And nothing pairs better with holiday sweets than a chilled dessert wine. Find lower prices on everything you need at Specs, your on the way less to pay for everyday store.
Shout Specs, low priced, amazing. Here's to you. Shout. Cheers to savings.
Newstalk 1620, WTAW 623, and the Sleep Number store is open in Bryan College Station.
Yes, it is. And I'll be out there live from 10 to noon this coming Saturday with some free eats from Cafe Capri. And you can find out what your sleep number is.
Well, yeah. And, you know, you've heard about it and you've wanted to try it. And now's your opportunity. And once you go out of there, at least you'll have your number and you may already have a bed ordered by then.
Absolutely. And another number, 8 million people have done it. So why shouldn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Not to put any undue pressure on you.
No, right? Just vote. You could be part of a large group. All right,
sure.
That's coming up Saturday at the Sleep Number store. They're located on Texas Avenue, just up from Harvey and across from Specs.
An important decision is made. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. President Obama has decided to nominate Janet Yellen to succeed Ben Bernanke and run the Federal Reserve. An announcement is expected today. The nomination would be subject to Senate confirmation. Yellen's policy views are similar to Bernanke's, meaning the Fed would be unlikely to make any big changes. There's a report Jenny Craig is for sale. Reuters says Nestle wants to sell the diet business under a new strategy to divest low-performing units. Nestle is said to be talking to potential buyers. For the rest of the week, Starbucks is offering a free coffee to anyone who buys a beverage for another person in one of its shops. CEO Howard Schultz says Starbucks hopes the promotion will encourage people to support and connect with one another while they wait for elected officials to do the same. A retail analyst says it's a great marketing strategy, but it won't change attitudes in Washington. Stock market futures are higher ahead of the midweek session. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
In this new global economy, each investor has to find their own path between reward and regret. But there is one investment so safe, no investor has ever lost a dime of principal or interest. Municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee. Backed by a quarter century of experience and $12 billion in claims-paying resources. Ask your financial advisor about municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee. For investors who embrace possibilities, but invest in certainties.
Let's get it started.
My business runs on efficiency, and today I found my secret weapon, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team helped us upgrade our credit card processing, and we saved a bundle. Didn't charge us a dime for new equipment. Our profit is up, and so am I.
Introducing the new OfficeMax Services Center. Get your first $5,000 of credit card processing free and save up to 15% or more on your monthly charges through North American Bank Card. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
November, Reed Arena. Texas A&M basketball tips off. The Aggies embark on their second SEC campaign.
Here it goes.
Got it! The men host Alabama, LSU, Arkansas, and Tennessee, plus more. The women will bring in Tennessee, Georgia, and Kentucky, among others.
Pulls up. Jumper is for the line.
It's affordable family entertainment, with season tickets for the men and women starting at just $100. Texas A&M basketball, returning soon to Reed Arena.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Well, up to about 85 again today. Now, the difference is the winds are going to be out of the southeast today, so not quite as refreshing as we've had for the last few days, but it's still cooling down nicely in the evenings and will again tonight, down to about 60 degrees. Tomorrow doing the same thing, but gradually those temperatures are starting to go up in the evenings and will be probably lows Friday night at 69 or so, and on Saturday probably 70 or so for our lows. 30% chance of rain as we enter the weekend on Saturday night and Sunday. But right now, winds are calm, 87% relative humidity, and we've got 58 degrees out there. If you're going to be building, there's no matter what the reason happens to be, then maybe you're going to retire in Aggieland, or you know somebody who's going to do that. They need a larger home maybe for their family, or you do, or you're building your very first home. You know, the experience that you have that you want to put into that builder who's going to do that job for you is very important. And I want to tell you about Chris and Clint Willis. These brothers are both A&M grads. They've been building homes in the Brazos Valley for 10 years. And one of the things that they do with Willis Custom Homes is they use a unique approach where you, the client, get to see the line item description of the materials and the labor and the profit in the bid so that you understand through that transparency exactly where your money is going. And one of the great things when you're working with the Willis Custom Homes is they'll give you the options. They'll talk you through those decisions that you make. There's nothing more daunting than building a home. And, you know, that's something that not a lot of people do once in their life. And, you know, certainly a lot of people don't do it two or three times in their life. But the idea to make you comfortable, to make you feel that the decisions are being made with your best interest in mind, and you end up with really quality and a sense of elegance that you maybe thought was not going to fit into your budget. But that's the difference when you talk to Chris and Clint Willis at Willis Custom Homes. So I'm going to suggest that you go to their website. That's willishomestx.com. WillisHomesTX.com. Willis Custom Homes. They've done work for me. Let them do work for you, too.
Do you have important things that you say you want to get done, but you never seem to find the time to get to them? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
If you run a business, you simply must make it easy for customers to find you online in an organic search, because that's how people buy today. They search Google, and your website must come up near the top of that search. If it doesn't, you're losing business. Step one is to know your website score. Go to myfreewebsitereport.com to instantly get your free website score and analysis. It's a free service from Boostability. Go to myfreewebsitereport.com, myfreewebsitereport.com. Do you know what your it is?
It is your most important thing, IT, your important thing of the moment. And getting to it, as simple as it sounds, is difficult in today's world of a lot of something else's.
Jones Laughlin, author of the book, Getting to It.
When you want to define what it is for you, the first step is you need to stop. We're just so accustomed to working harder and faster and not taking a moment to go, okay, wait a minute, why am I not getting to it? And then looking at why am I not getting to it? And if we don't put something in place to try to determine what it is, then we do spend our day on things that aren't as important.
When you know what's important, your it, you have to schedule it.
We say that you schedule your it's first and something else's later. Now, that doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to be first in your day, but they are scheduled first. Once you've done that, it's beginning to build your day around the it's versus hoping that you get to it.
Even when we know what our it is, it's important to realize that
the it's kind of tap us on the shoulder. They don't scream. It's rarely scream at us. They wait patiently behind everything else. And so I think all of us have a degree of understanding our it, but just that whole process of how are we going to get to it, how are we going to put it into an already overloaded schedule, that's the part that's difficult for a lot of people.
At SomethingYouShouldKnow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News time is 6:31. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. President Barack Obama and House Speaker John Boehner are increasing the pressure on each other to end the deadlock over the government partial shutdown and the federal debt limit. Obama says he'll negotiate with Republicans even if they send him short-term measures addressing both issues. Boehner says that's not the way our government works, and he says Obama needs to start negotiating now. A new poll suggests that Americans are mostly holding Republicans responsible for the partial government shutdown. 63% of those who answered an Associated Press survey say it's the GOP's fault, and half say President Barack Obama and the Democrats are to blame. But most now disapprove of the way Obama is handling his job. Along the freeway in North Bryan yesterday morning, fallen phone and electric lines resulted in a power outage and grass fire. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says a piece of oil field equipment being hauled on a southbound truck near the Tabor Road exit caught a phone line hooked to a BTU power pole.
It caused enough friction to spark a small fire in the area, which caused us to shut down all of Highway 6, northbound and southbound traffic, and then as well as Tabor Road there for a little bit because the lights were out. Now, once we were able to divert people onto the feeder roads, of course, that congested Tabor Road more, but they were able to get the wires back up and off the roadway, and traffic was restored, I would say, in a pretty timely manner.
BTU reports the power outage lasted less than 20 minutes for most of the 424 customers who were affected. The rest had service restored in 45 minutes. A Bryan woman arrested for the 48th time of driving with a suspended license is back on the streets.
A Bryan policeman on routine patrol stopped a white minivan driving at a high rate of speed. The officer then noticed a temporary tag had expired 2 days before. The driver, 47-year-old Nancy Arenas, said she was taking her daughter home. Her driving record, which was included in her arrest report, shows 47 suspensions dating back 8 years. She has 24 current suspensions and 15 prior convictions, mostly for having no driver's license and or insurance. She spent 1 hour in jail, then was released after posting a $2,000 bond. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan School Board was asked this week to amend budgets for expenses from the prior budget year. That included more than $1 million in roof projects at two elementaries that were supposed to have been completed before the start of the school year, but are continuing. Chief Financial Officer Amy Drozda says this wasn't the final payment to the contractor.
What this is based on the total project at the time, what the balance is.
Superintendent Tommy Wallace says they're considering damages because the roofs at Sam Houston and Mary Branch Elementaries were not finished as promised by the time classes began 7 weeks ago. The Nobel Prize for Physics was awarded yesterday to two men who were assisted by nearly 2,000 scientists worldwide, including more than 30 at A&M. It involves advancing a theory developed in the 1960s involving subatomic particles. A university news release spelling out the details is online at WTAW.com. 9 law enforcement agencies were involved in 4 arrests that began with the aggravated assault of 2 game wardens. One of the Parks and Wildlife officers is hospitalized. The other was treated at the scene following a chase last weekend that ended near Teague in Limestone County. 45-year-old Teddy Davenport of Mart is accused of leading the chase, where someone in his pickup flashed a spotlight at the game wardens, causing them to crash their vehicles in a culvert. 3 others are accused of hindering the apprehension of a fugitive. 44-year-old Michael Daniel of Fairfield, 37-year-old Tanya Lee of Mejia, and 37-year-old Trey Davidson of Teague were also arrested for possessing methamphetamine. A month away from deciding a statewide constitutional amendment, a new study comes out reporting that taking billions of dollars from the Rainy Day Fund will not threaten the fund's long-term outlook.
Voters will decide whether to take $2 billion out for water infrastructure this year and another $1 billion next year for transportation.
Given the fiscal vitality of the fund and what's happening with oil and gas, neither of those propositions is likely to have a substantial impact on the vitality of the fund.
That's Dale Kramer, the president of Texas Taxpayers and Research Association, Tea Party Advocate. Advocate State Rep Van Taylor has argued against raiding the fund.
And the idea that we can pull $4 billion out and that won't jeopardize our bond rating, I think, is misplaced.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
There's a third person seeking next year's Republican nomination for Texas governor. Lisa Fritsch of Austin, who has never held elected office, has hosted and been a guest on conservative talk shows and wrote a book titled Obama, Tea Parties, and God. She's running against Attorney General Greg Abbott and former Workforce Commissioner Tom Paulkin. While U.S. Senator John Cornyn has no opponents in his reelection bid next year, he has started what is called a substantial television and radio campaign. Cornyn's campaign has almost $7 million, nearly $2 million raised during the second quarter. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 56 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Buffy Simink. If I'm in front of a grill or behind the wheel of my race car, I couldn't ask for anything more. But my life changed when I was pinned under my car and trailer and I stopped breathing. I am grateful that I was taken to St. Joseph Trauma Center. I had massive internal injuries, but the doctors and nurses put me back together again. Today, I'm back to doing the things that I love, and I owe it all to St. Joseph. They saved my life.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
It isn't easy to build stuff and look good doing it. Building stuff takes sweat and dirt and grease and even fire. Things that don't go well with Ascots and Pashminas. Fortunately, there's the 2014 Tundra. Of course, it's got its legendary dependability, but now it's completely redesigned with rugged looks and top-shelf interior. There's tons of new technology, too, like the available M-Tune system, Bluetooth, and standard backup camera. Hard not to look good while you're listening to your favorite tunes, talking hands-free, and parking the boat trailer like a boss. And if the standard Tundra wasn't handsome enough, they've got the special edition, Tundra Platinum Edition, and the even more over-the-top 1794 edition. Nothing this tough ever looked this good. So get to your local Toyota dealer today and see what all the fuss is about. Lease a new 2014 Tundra Double Cab V8 for only $309 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 11/4/13.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Good morning, it's 6:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call today for their fall promotion, up to $2,000 off on select equipment. Barker's Heating and Cooling, 690-2278.
Through today, we'll stay mostly sunny with high temperatures this afternoon, low to mid-80s. Coming up for tonight, it's generally clear, and by morning, we're dropping down to between 60 and 65 degrees. The temperature is inching up a little bit over the next several days. Into Thursday, mostly sunny with high temperatures up near 85. And then fair at night, low temperatures 65, mostly sunny for Friday, and well up into the 80s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
They're a little bit like where we were last year in that stretch where I think they played four out of five games on the road.
That's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the Rebels from Ole Miss. We'll get you caught up there here in just a little bit. Also, other SEC news about Jadeveon Clowney and Steve Spurrier. We've had Major League Baseball playoffs, and the fall meetings for the NFL are happening, and they're talking about making the playoffs more like the NHL. And more coming up with sports.
Man, I was hoping they would.
I knew.
Yeah.
That's why I brought it up.
Are they going to put Zamboni machines out there on the field?
In the Green Bay, they probably could.
They could. That's funny. That's true. All right. So,
before you get off into politics, people hate Congress more than the DMV, hemorrhoids, and cockroaches.
You know, I got somebody sent me that story, and I didn't happen to read that. Do you have the numbers?
Not as much as they hate Ebola, Miley Cyrus, and heroin.
Wow.
The American people have lost it for Congress. A few polls from Congress versus other things.
My thought is, now this is a compilation of polls. It's not like,
right.
Okay. It's not like they ask everybody, you know, they put Miley Cyrus and hemorrhoids on the same list.
Right.
I just wonder how those two would go up against each other.
Good guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Congress finished behind the IRS, the DMV,
yeah.
jury duty, zombies,
okay. yeah.
mother-in-laws, uh-huh. cockroaches, toenail fungus, dog poop.
Okay.
And wow. Wall Street.
Yeah.
Overall, 8% of the people surveyed say they approve
really?
Of what Congress is doing.
Okay. Good luck with that.
Now on with your party.
That's right. We'll talk to Bill Flores in about 45 minutes. So now there's new stuff that you have to look at now, because now we have to look at not only the government being shut down in what, day 9, but we've got the debt ceiling about a week away as well. So we'll talk about what that all means. And you know, basically what they say is if they don't get this passed, then the Social Security payments don't go out on the 23rd of this month. The federal employee salary have to be paid on the 28th. You got Medicaid payments on the 30th, interest on the debt on the 31st, and then that whole cycle starts over again. You got military pay and things like that once you get into November, and all those things basically cannot be paid because there's not any money. Now, truth be told, there is money coming in because obviously people are paying their taxes. I know most folks, you know, don't have to pay taxes. You don't think about that. But people who own businesses, you know, April 15th is just another day for a person who owns a business, because we're paying the IRS every month, twice a month, and because the salaries that we pay our employees, and then you have to pay the taxes to go along with it. So what they're saying is that there is enough money that's coming in to actually be able to meet the expenses.
It just has to be allocated.
Yeah, just the problem is that, you know, then there's those interest payments and stuff like that on the debt. And they're talking, you know, monopoly money, so that doesn't make any difference. But the president yesterday said to all the American people, I apologize. You have to go through this stuff every 3 months. Lord knows I'm tired of it, but at some point we've got to break these habits. In negotiations, there's give and there's take. You do not hold people hostage or engage in ransom taking to get 100% of your way.
That makes me so mad.
I know,
but stuff like that.
But he's got the bully pulpit, and so as a result, he gets a chance to have his say. And you know, other people get.
Well, he holds people hostage.
But other people have different points of view. Now, one of the other things that's rather interesting that I don't know if there's been a lot of talk about it, and maybe we'll hear it later on today. But yesterday, the president had an off-the-record meeting with several conservative journalists, among them Charles Krauthammer and Byron York.
Wow.
Paul Jugot from the Wall Street Journal, Kathleen Parker, a syndicated columnist, mm-hmm. Robert Costa, who's the National Review Washington editor. So he talked to these people off the record about stuff that's going on.
Oh, I'd love to hear what Krauthammer had
right,
to say.
Right, exactly. And so it'll be interesting to see if, and obviously they won't share. They promised that they wouldn't.
Right.
But let's see if maybe the tenor of their discussion changes in some way, shape, or form now that they've heard the president's view on it.
I just have two real quick things. Yeah. One, if the debt service is that important, then it should be written into law that that's the first thing that gets paid.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah. Well,
then that problem's solved. It automatically comes out, we service the debt, we're done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Number two, if he'd have turned in a budget in the last 677 years that anybody would sign, this wouldn't be a problem.
No, it wouldn't.
The whole administration just seems like a made-for-TV movie.
Well,
I'm just waiting to see, who are they going to cast as the president? Who's going to play Boehner?
Well, again, it's everybody's got a lot of egos going on there, and
no kidding.
Somehow, some way. Well, the other problem is somehow, some way. Now we're starting to mortgage the futures of our next generations, and that's very problematic as far as I'm concerned. Let's switch to Texas for a second. The way things have always worked here, pretty much in Texas, if the Obama administration is in favor of something, then obviously Republicans are against it. Texas being a Republican state, that's been the way it has been. And in recent years, high-speed rail has been added to that list because Joe Biden, who's a big railroad enthusiast, he used to, you know, commute back and forth before he was vice president, and he's touted federal proposals that would help fund some projects around the country, and that's faced opposition from Republicans. Well, Texas may decide that's not the case, because now there is talk of the bullet train between Dallas and Houston. So the company that wants to do this is called Texas Central High Speed Railway, and they did draw some attention last year when they announced plans to develop the rail without public subsidies.
Ooh.
Yes, Texas transportation officials took the project seriously, noting the pedigree of the investors. These are Japanese financiers behind the bullet train in Japan. And so interest has only increased in the recent months as they've added other people. Tom Schieffer, who used to be the who's Skeletor's brother and also the former president of the Texas Rangers, and some other folks who have experience in this. So as a result, and then Bob Eccles, who was Harris County judge, is kind of heading this thing up. So now it's starting to gain some attention, traction, if you will, in Texas. Yet that may be that, you know, the idea that the there are Republicans who will have to side with people in the Obama administration. So we'll see what happens.
Interesting.
And again, you know, we've talked about how Brian and College Station are talking about taking $25,000 and paying up dues so they can sit at the table and hear about how the train's not coming here. But we'll see. Again, if you put too many stops between Dallas and Houston, it doesn't become a bullet train anymore. And
yeah, but I still think that we're a big enough, centralized enough thing in the Brazos Valley. Uh-huh. I really do.
Well, you know, I could see that they might do game day specials where they would run a train, you know, or two. But not exactly sure. We'll try to sit at the table, I guess. But there's still discussion as to whether or not they can justify the $25,000. Mm. Right now, I don't see it. I just don't. And like anything else having to do with politics and money, A&M is going to have to weigh in on this if they decide that they have interest. Obviously, the government entities here will suddenly decide there's more.
Oh,
interest,
sure.
But there'll be plenty to talk about that. But just kind of an interesting dynamic on the state level with the Republicans and the Obama administration.
Business owners, do you have used equipment and materials taking up space that you'd like to sell quickly for cash? I'm Lance Swigert, Vice President of Swico Auctions. Locally owned, we sell literally everything from heavy equipment to staplers for businesses looking to turn unwanted items into money. If you need it gone now, we'll come to your place, gather all the information, and sell it. Or list it yourself. See how it works at SwicoAuctions.com. S-W-I-C-O Auctions.com. Texas License 15939.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 12th, it's livestock parasite control. There's many considerations when it comes to treating for parasites. Come learn about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Somebody asked me recently about planting a memorial tree. They wanted something that would endure through the ages, something that would express timeless love, something that would suggest the highest standard of quality. Well, the answer was really quite simple. How could it be anything other than an oak? Let's count some of the assets and let's try to fine-tune our choice even more. If I only had one tree, what would it be? Right after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. The oldest tree in Texas is purported to be the majestic Goose Island oak, a live oak that's thought to be in excess of 1,000 years old. It's the best-known resident of the Goose Island State Park north of Rockport on the Texas Gulf Coast. Although it's only 45 feet tall, it spans more than 90 feet in width. Its trunk is an incredible 35 feet in circumference. That's a mighty oak to be sure. Arguably Texas' most famous tree, the treaty oak in Austin is another centuries-old specimen beneath which the first treaty between the Native Americans and the white settlers was signed. That wonderful tree still stands and lives on West 6th Street, which is noteworthy enough because it also survived the wrath of a crazed vandal who sought to destroy it in 1989 with the dousing of a toxic herbicide. While two-thirds of the tree's beautiful canopy died, the rest remains today as testimony to the live oak's enduring strength. It's a glorious tree, and it's looking better with every passing year. Not bad for a 500-year-old. Live oaks are native from the Texas Hill Country northward into Parker and Tarrant counties, eastward all the way to the Atlantic Ocean. You can certainly make a good case for live oaks as the most fitting memorial tree. They're suited to all Texas soils and all Texas climates, with the exception of the northern fringes of the Panhandle. Live oaks are sold in containers ranging from 1 and 5 gallon pots to 200 gallon boxes. You'll find bald and burlap specimens 12 and 16 inches in trunk diameter for that really special and expensive memorial. There are other trees to consider, however. In fact, we'll confine ourselves strictly to oaks since they're the longest-lasting trees we have. Shumard red oak would be my choice, I think, probably. It's native over a broad band of Texas. It's suited to much of the rest. It's a beautiful deciduous oak. Shumard red oak. Texas red oak is very similar. It tends to have more trunks, and it's more from the hill country. Perhaps you want something less common. Bur oaks are coarse textured. Their leaves are 10 to 12 inches long. Trunks are stout, dark colored, and incredibly heavy looking. And then also chinkapin oak is a lovely oak. It's a kind of a river bottom tree, and it was what I planted at my magazine office because I wanted something very, very special. And you know, it's hard to overlook cedar elms because they will grow where nothing else grows. And how could we not mention pecans, the state tree of Texas? There's some wonderful memorial trees, but go for quality. I'm Neil Sperry. Back to our roots in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor on WTAW. And my computer just froze, so we'll move on from there. Fighting Texas Aggie football getting back after it. The ninth-ranked Aggies will hit the road to Oxford to take on Ole Miss. And here's Coach Sumlin on the SEC action with the Rebels.
They're explosive. And defensively, I think, you know, they've made a lot of strides with a bunch of guys up front who are playing very, very hard. They're a sound football team. You know, they're a little bit like where we were last year in that stretch where I think they played 4 out of 5 games on the road. And that's tough, and particularly when you got a bunch of young guys out there. I think you listened to Hugh's comments yesterday. They're happy to get back home, and that's going to be a big deal for them.
A&M football is back in action this Saturday after a week off, and according to Coach Sumlin, they absolutely needed it.
You know, the bye week came at a good time for us as a program. Most people think of it as a physical toll that's taken on a team, and that's true. When you have so many new guys playing and young guys playing, there's a mental toll that's there too, a mental stress. And I thought because of that, it was a great time for that break.
Pregame is 6:30, kickoff is at 7:30, and it's all live on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Quick side note, A&M has lost senior defensive tackle Kirby Ennis for the rest of the season. Ennis was injured last month against Arkansas. He'll have surgery to repair a torn ACL in his left knee and will miss the remainder of the season. By the way, Ennis appeared in all 4 games. In other SEC news, South Carolina coach Steve Spurrier says injured All-American Jadeveon Clowney is working hard so he can play against Arkansas Saturday. Spurrier says he'll know later in the week if Clowney has recovered enough from a strained muscle near his rib cage to get back onto the field. There have been questions about whether the potential number one pick in next year's NFL draft was shutting it down for the season after the defensive end said shortly before kickoff Saturday against Kentucky that he was in too much pain to play. That caused a lot of stir in the media, and here's Spurrier kind of wrapping that up.
First of all, Jadeveon has a muscle strain near his rib area that caused him to miss the game last week against Kentucky. He was in pain, and it was diagnosed later, And obviously, we all handled it poorly. All of us did.
On out of Major League Baseball, the Boston Red Sox beat the Tampa Bay Rays 3-1 to move into the American League Championship Series.
And he swings, grounds one weakly to the charging shortstop. Here's the throw to first. It's too late. And the Red Sox take the lead.
Shane Victorino singled home the tie-breaking run in the seventh inning. The Detroit Tigers have forced a fifth and deciding game in their American League Division Series by rallying from deficits of 3-0 and 4-3 to beat the Oakland Athletics 8-6. The NFL Fall League meetings are being held in Washington, D.C., and coming out of meetings yesterday were that New Orleans, Indianapolis, and Minneapolis are all three finalists to host the Super Bowl in 2018. Those cities were selected from a pool of six other cities, and the NFL expands their playoff system as part of the conversations. Here's Commissioner Roger Goodell.
Postseason would allow other teams to get into the dance, and they have the potential of going on and winning the Super Bowl. That's a good thing for fans. And what's happened is our league is so competitive right now. The games are so close. That's realistic.
And we'll stay in the NFL with this one. Matt Schaub has been catching heat in and around Houston for his play on the field for the Texans lately, but if the latest report is true, Houstonians need to lighten up. According to CBS Houston, Texans fans accosted Schaub at his home on Tuesday evening and, quote, berated him for his poor play. A fan went to his house and told him off. That's according to law enforcement officers from CBS Houston. Additionally, the sources told CBS Houston that other persons took pictures of the family, and thankfully none of those pictures, according to the report, were posted on Facebook or any other social networks. According to the reports, it's believed that the fans left on their own accord and, quote, no arrests were made. Here's Coach Gary Kubiak on his embattled quarterback.
I see this young man's commitment every day, and I have seen it for many years here in Houston. So you watch the struggle, and you just want to be a part of the solution. You want to be a part of helping him work his way through that.
On now to some A&M action. The number two golf team in the country is the A&M men's team. They wrapped up play at the Jerry Pate National Collegiate on Tuesday, finishing the event in second behind defending national champion and tournament host, Alabama. Texas A&M plays host to SEC foe LSU this evening, and it will be the volleyball match will be at Reed Arena, but if you can't make it, it's on ESPNU. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Again, I'm not an NFL fan, but you don't go to the guy's house. Come on.
Yeah, that to me is just creepy. Yeah.
He's not doing it on purpose,
no.
Okay? He's not happy either. Look, if you do a really lousy job at work, you feel bad about it. If you're making a lot of money and you do a lousy job, actually, you probably even feel worse. I mean, he knows he's letting people down, but golly.
Can you imagine being the pizza delivery guy and having somebody out on your front lawn? You were late!
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. Sleep Number has come to Bryan College Station, and they've got their big grand opening coming up this weekend, and you can find out what your number is. I'm a 65.
See, I'm a 35.
Yeah, see, and that's what's so interesting about it is, you know, the kind of night's sleep that you're going to have based on that number is, and it could change as time goes on, but you can find out what your number is this weekend.
Absolutely. I'll be out there from 10 to noon with some Cafe Capri goodies and just to kind of show you around because it's really, really neat stuff.
It is a concept that, again, you've heard about and probably pretty excited. I know I was, that's for sure. It's Sleep Number, the grand opening coming up this weekend. So stop by and see Kevin, and they're located right there on Texas Avenue across from Specs.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning.